to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Of the Sports Report Podcast, episode 51 of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Oh, man, great NBA action this weekend. We saw the King freeze up. We saw the Warriors pull one out after the Rockets start out like a house of fire. They could not maintain the intensity, and Golden State gets the win 119-106. They take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Man. Great game. I thought Houston might be able to sustain it with their bench play. Trevor Ariza got an early foul trouble. James Harden took some bad shots down the stretch. Look. Against Golden State and that much, and the firepower that they have, you gotta come out perfect. You gotta come out hungry. You can't make any mistakes. You can't have any turnovers in any scoreless possessions. You can't do anything. And I thought it was kind of interesting as well. You know, Harden normally gets a lot of trips to the free throw line. Did you guys see James Harden get to the free throw line a lot? Did you guys see that? I thought it was kind of interesting that he didn't go there as much as he would be accustomed to. Let's go ahead and, as I am looking right now, get you the final stats for that game. We're also talk about LeBron losing. He lost in bad fashion. He looked bad. Those guys lost to the Boston Celtics 108-83. LeBron James, 15 points, 9 assists, and 7 turnovers. We'll talk about that tonight. But the player of the evening is Kevin Durant, KD, 37 points. 37 points for Kevin Durant, 41 points for James Harden. Tremendous game. Houston's got a lot to shore up. They have a whole lot they need to shore up. They can't allow the Warriors to go on runs. If you look at your box scoring, you had Houston 30-29 in the first quarter. But from that point, they had a 1-point lead. But from that point forward, the rest of the game, it was Golden State. Golden State got 27 in the second compared to 26 for Houston. And then the big discrepancy was in the second half. 31 points in the third for the Golden State Warriors. 32 points in the fourth for the Golden State Warriors compared to 24 points in the third quarter for the Rockets. 26 points in the fourth quarter for the Rockets as they go down 119-106. Again, Kevin Durant, 37 points. 14-27 from the field, 6-6 from the line. James Harden, again, he normally goes to the line more. 41 points, 14-24 from the field, 8-10 from the free throw line. I thought that was kind of interesting that he didn't get to the line as much as he was accustomed to. Trevor Ariza, 8 points. PJ Tucker had 1 point. Clint Capella played well with 12. Chris Paul, CP3, 23 points. Looking at the bench scoring, the only guy to come off the bench who had any effectiveness was Eric Gordon. Came up with 15 points. Gerald Green, pretty much off the street this second half of the season, comes in and scores 6 for the evening. Going back up, looking at the Golden State Warriors, Draymond gives you 5 points. Andre Iguodala, Iggy gives you 11. Steph Curry gives you 18 points. Klay Thompson gives you 28. So, again, those guys are truly getting it done. Let's head on to line number one right now. Dr. Doom, how you doing, my friend?
Chilling, man. Let me cut this light out real quick, and we get into what we just seen.
Okay. For the Golden State Warriors bench, we got Nick Young, 9 points. Sean Livingston gives you 7. Looney gives you 2. And David West gives you 2 points as well. JaVale McGee did not play. Coach's decision. Zaza Pachulia did not play. Coach's decision. Quentin Cook didn't play. Coach's decision as well. So, again, great game. Rockets just come up short. The bench didn't really perform the way they needed to perform. They had to get points from that bench. Ryan Anderson had to give you some points. Eric Gordon gave it to you. Gerald Green should have been a little bit more of an effective.
They were in foul trouble, man.
Well, of course. But in order for the Rockets to have any chance to beat them, that bench has to score. And that bench did next to nothing. Ryan Anderson got 5. He played 5 minutes, 0 for 1 from the field, 0 for 1 from 3-point range.
No. See, we ain't looking at the biggest thing. On the court, Chris Paul and James Harden plus or minus is -7.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually, all the starters for them were negative. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's an issue.
That is true. I thought Trevor Ariza going with foul trouble made a difference. And another thing, too, I just asked, did you see James Harden not go to the free throw line as much as he's been accustomed to going? He only went 10 times.
Nah, because he was doing all his usual flailing and flopping, and they're not going to get there. And he stopped missing free throws. But let me address, Chris Paul needs his ass whipped. He was playing dirty tonight.
You think so?
Now, if you go back and look at it, when he got into the foul with Durant talking about stop crying, he threw an elbow into the back, the upper back thigh of Kevin Durant. I mean, he was throwing elbows. He's playing real dirty tonight. They're going to start watching that. Chris Paul's going to foul out one of these games. I'm not just saying that to say it, but if you sit back and watch him, he's doing a lot of pushing off and throwing elbows. And, you know, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just play ball, man. Don't sit here and try to hurt somebody.
Right. And I thought, too, the way Golden State sort of kind of took over from the second quarter on, if you look at the box scoring, 27-31-32 compared to 26-24-26, it shows that, A, they got that experience of playing on the road, and B, that's just so much firepower that they have. Anybody can
just kind of snatch the heart out of Houston.
Yeah. I mean, they got game one, and you get game one.
That's the tone setter.
That's the tone. That's 75% of what you need to do. So, assuming they lose game two, you going back to the Oracle.
Yeah, we're going to get the broom out. I seen a video this week on Inside the NBA when the Knicks bust out that broom when they swept the 76ers.
Kevin Durant was so good tonight. He was so good tonight. I thought it might be a point in the game where you might see him switch on James Harden, but you really didn't see it.
Yeah.
But he played a hell of a game. Harden played a hell of a game, too. He played damn well and did a whole game, 35 minutes. He was 14-24 from the field, 5-9 for 3-point range. But again, he know me goes to the line more than 10 times.
Yeah, well, he went 10 times tonight. But like I said again, they're playing with a team that can play in defense.
Right.
And when you look at the rest of their playoff scores, let me check the last series. Houston was blowing teams out in that third quarter. They got blown out. When you look at the whole thing, Golden State's defense starts to come alive.
Right.
And they held them. So,
I think again. One thing that you can say too. I think the thing that you can say, and I'll go back to Sunday. Cleveland thought that Boston was going to be a pushover, so to speak.
Yeah.
No, the Rockets, after hanging in for the first half, thought that maybe they got a little too overconfident and a little bit overzealous, because you saw they went through a dry spell during that second quarter, then they went through another dry spell through the third.
And they're streaky. They're just going to keep shooting threes, but if the threes ain't falling in, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Because their ball movement tonight in half court sets, it was the three or scoring off a long rebound.
He's talking about for Houston.
Yeah.
A three or an alley-oop. They took away Clint Capella, which I say the dude is the most garbage player in the NBA. You see what I'm saying? He just hang around the basket. He can't shoot. He just dunks. So if you get him away from the, you erase them 12 points, they really got blown out.
You brought it up earlier. Plus minuses. You brought that up earlier. If you go back and look at the Warriors plus minus, it's just sick. Draymond Green plus 19. Iguodala's plus zero, but that's not minus. Kevin Durant plus 11. Steph Curry, you could say he had an off night. Well, only 18. Plus 5. Klay Thompson plus 13. To beat that consistency, you have to maximize every possession possible. And again, if you look at the first quarter, they started out like a house of fire.
Oh yeah, you talking about Houston? Yeah, but they got to play that for four quarters,
right?
I mean, four halves, and they don't do that.
Nope. And we'll see if they can adjust.
I don't think so.
Because the thing that gets me about D'Antoni,
we miss shots.
Right. That's it. And he's not the best defensive coach. And B, you can tell by tonight, he really didn't make any adjustments at all.
It was just iso ball and step back threes. If you can figure out, you know, when they're going to do a step back three, you're going to kill these dudes. Because they're not going to make every step back three.
So are we... the series is not over yet, so I don't want to move too much into it with Houston. But it sort of kind of begs the question to me, are Houston Rockets the Toronto Raptors of the West?
Maybe. No.
Better?
Cleveland is vulnerable. Should be no excuse.
Yeah. But I'm just asking from the standpoint of
not seeding, because you're going against the defending champ.
Right.
So that's irrelevant.
Yeah. We'll see what the Rockets can do. They go down tonight 119-106. Big night for Kevin Durant, 37 points. All right, let's go into Sunday's game. Celtics defeat the Cavaliers 108.
Hold up. You said it wrong. That was not a defeat. That was a whipping. They took him to the woodshed. We're going to say it how it is. Your boy LeBron, he almost got Thanos.
definitely a statement game. That is for sure. 119-106. We will see if Houston can adjust. I don't think they can, but we shall see. Maybe pride comes into game two to get their home court back. All right, let's move into Sunday's action. Celtics defeat Cavaliers 108-83. Bron has his lowest production output of the playoffs in his 15 years. 15 points, 9 assists, and 7 turnovers. I know all that wasn't just the Celtic defense. Some of that had to be him.
But Skip. He's the best player in the world.
Skip, he's the best player in the world. Don't do Bron like that, Skip. But do you think it was just a bad game, or you thought that he was gonna take over
Nah, they went after him. He's not used to teams trying to go after him.
I thought it was a good game plan, because when I looked at watching the game, one thing I noticed, they didn't let LeBron get in the lane at all.
Why?
They did not let LeBron get in the lane at all. Because once you let LeBron, that's an
adequate defense.
Yep.
If you let LeBron get to the lane, he's going to kill you.
Yep.
They just play defense.
Because once he gets to the lane and he starts making layups, then he'll start getting confidence in his jumper. Then he'll start hitting some threes. Then he'll start driving and dishing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of a different defense with Boston. Indiana plays you tough, but Boston, they come at LeBron, and they can do it in several different ways. They have so many bodies they can throw at him.
Yep.
A lot of bodies they can throw at him. And, man, Morris, you got Jason Tatum playing like he should have been Rookie of the Year. Jaylen Brown's playing well. So, you got, and this is all without Terry Rozier doing anything.
Yep.
And I'm looking at the box scores for that. If you look at the plus minus, Brown was minus 32.
Woo, man, you know, being the best player in the world, it don't matter.
Now, people are saying that, and here's my thing. People are saying Brown's going to play a better game, and that's fine. He can play better in game two. But even if Brown plays well in game two,
J.R. Smith going to disappear, so it...
And they can, and even if Brown scores 40, they can, the Cavs can still lose by 5.
Mm-hmm.
They can still lose by 5. They are very vulnerable right now. And just, it's just an incredible thing. Is this, I don't think this is, I think Chris Broussard said it earlier. This isn't Kyrie Irving's team anymore. This is Brad Stevens' team.
Yeah. Just imagine if Kyrie was on that team.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. With the emergence of some of these rookies, you keeping Gordon Hayward or you trading him?
It depends if Kawhi Leonard comes, but I'll keep Gordon Hayward. Why not? You got him.
Right.
It's only going to help. Gordon Hayward is a 25-point a night, 10-rebound dude like a Kevin Love, and mm-hmm. he can shoot. That's offense.
Right.
Imagine if he would play
defense like that.
Because he impressed me last year in the series with Golden State. He was the only person, he was consistently getting his buckets, and you know how good Golden State's defense was. So,
yeah. I think it was a good job of Brad Stevens taking out Aaron Baines, and putting in Marcus Morris. And people forget Marcus Morris, he's 6'9". He can go physical with LeBron, but it wasn't just him. It was just the bodies they threw at him.
Horford was giving.
Yeah, he was giving it to him. He was giving it to him. He had 20 points in that game, and 2-for-4 from 3-point range. So, yeah, Horford was giving it to him. Marcus Morris, good job by him. They were fronting the post. I thought that was interesting. They were making LeBron work again, keeping him out the lane. Making the Cavaliers a jump shooting team. We'll see if they can't keep that up. And I know Detroit Pistons fans are pissed off because there's so many Detroit Pistons on this team.
Hey, some get rocked.
So many former Detroit Pistons are on this team right now. But again, great job by them. Great job by Brad Stevens. Now, let me ask you this. I got into it with a good Facebook friend of mine. Watkins Hightower. And he's also a fellow FSU fan. So I want to give him some props tonight. But we got into a discussion. If Boston wins this, would you want to see them in the NBA Finals?
Why not? They earned it. It's not about who I want is in the finals. It's who earned the right to go to the finals. See, that's what people ain't understanding. If they win and go, they earned the right to go. It's not about right or wrong. And I think that's where we get into the point. Damn ratings. If that's the case, then it's fixed. If Boston earns their way to go to the finals, so be it. I'm not going to sit here and complain. They earned the right. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm just old school.
Right.
You know, hey, you get there, you went on your own morals and stuff.
I'm there with you.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. Now, the thing that Watkins Hightower was saying, if Boston goes, there's no star power from the East. But like I tried to tell him, it don't matter. Even if Cleveland get there, even if Boston get there, neither one of them are beating the Warriors or the Rockets.
Yeah. No, I might give the Rockets a chance. Because, you know, James Harden might melt down. There's always a case to that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. Now, LeBron said earlier today in his press conferences, this was no big deal. This wasn't a concern. This loss wasn't a concern.
I don't believe a word of crying shit. No big deal. You still lost, dog.
Still lost, man. A loss is a loss. Nope. We'll see if the Cavs can't get better in game two. But if Boston comes up with that same game plan and making other people beat you, that might be the blueprint to beat LeBron from this point forward. Because Indiana didn't take that approach. You know Toronto didn't take that approach. So this is different. And we'll see if Boston can continue it. All right. 76ers were in the news today. Brett Brown said that they need to have a third superstar on that team. Who should the 76ers go after? LeBron, or should they trade for Kawhi, or both?
I heard they might want to get playoff ball, you know what I'm saying?
Playoff ball. Playoff P.
Yo, playoff P.
First of all, I got a question. How the hell you name yourself?
Hey, man, LeBron James did it.
Yeah,
he called money to Kane. Like, dude, he ain't even won a championship yet.
Playoff P. I do think that Paul George might be a little bit better fit than either of those guys, though.
I mean, he'd be a decent fit. It's just, you know, it's hard to win up there with Westbrook.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still under the suspicion. Is Ben Simmons really a point guard?
A what?
Is Ben Simmons really a point guard?
I don't think so.
I don't think he is either. You know, the jury is still out on that. I mean, he did okay, but during the regular season, but he still can't hit a jumper for nothing. They need somebody in that backcourt to stabilize. You know,
that's what I hate, man. These dudes ain't got no jumpers and stuff. Like, how you making to the NBA if you can't shoot?
Right. That's what I'm asking. But, you know, 6'10", you know, he's what, 6'10", 6'11". He can get to the rim and get to the lane. But if you keep, and I said this beforehand, TJ McConnell, if they would have went with him that whole series, they might have beaten Boston, because he sets Philadelphia up a little bit better than Ben Simmons, and he matches up with Terry Rozier a little bit better. But if you keep him at your one, you can bring in Playoff P at the two. You can keep Simmons at maybe the three, Covington at the four, Embiid at the five. That's not a bad lineup at all. That is not a bad lineup at all. So we shall see what the 76ers do. That East is shaping up too, because if you look at the East in the past, it's been a joke. But now with the 76ers trying to get better, Boston, they're trying to get better, the Bucks trying to get better. We're going to get into the Raptors in a second, but the Raptors are trying to get better. So, you know, that East is starting to shape up. And if LeBron stays there, then his run to the finals every year might be in jeopardy and cut short.
Well, you know, he likes to make it easy.
And he's been
kicked. He's not a confrontational kind of dude.
Right. And it's been cakewalk for him. But as the East starts to shape up, if he's there, we will see.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, now I'll cut my thing down, you know.
Oh.
Brian likes to release the passive resistance, it seems like.
That's what it seems. That's what it seems. I know something you want to talk about. We spoke offline earlier. Supreme Court will allow states to decide on legalized sports betting. That ban got lifted today, saying that the ban was unconstitutional. What would this affect? What would the effect be on this in general, overall?
Well, if it's regulated, you know, like an actual betting site, I mean, you can still prohibit the players from betting on their sport. You know what I'm saying? If it finds out they can hit, you know, not like, you know, like you could have an account and bet on NFL games, but if you're an NBA player, you can't bet like during the season. Like if you got eliminated and you bet on the final, you know what I'm saying? You have to look at it as a slippery slope.
Right. I know, and other things too have been lifted by this. In other words, you can do your FanDuel in states that allow it now. You can do your DraftKings in states that allow it now. There were some states that wouldn't even let you play gamble on fantasy sports per se.
Yeah.
But now they can do it. And that leads the question to me, if every state regulates it and it's allowed in every state, there were talking before about a merger of DraftKings and FanDuel. There's other draft sites out there. If they do it, wouldn't that be a monopoly, though?
Not really. A monopoly, to me, a monopoly is more like Google or something. I don't see it as a monopoly because they're not preventing anybody else from coming up with a site.
Right.
They're the only dogs up there, but this will give other companies a chance to make them.
Be interesting to see what they do. In other news, Dwayne, former coach for the Toronto Raptors, or I should say former coach of the biggest frauds in NBA history, Dwayne Casey, yeah, fired after winning 59 games and winning Coach of the Year. Do you think this was fair?
Well, he get his trophy on the way out the door, damn it. Like LeBron James, Bruno. Like I said, but it was, I had issues with him. Not because they lost, is how they lost.
Right.
And, you know, he was doing a lot. He did their team a lot of disservice. I don't think he was really, to me, engaged.
Well, Doom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. My issue's always been with Dwayne Casey. You know, he knows the X's and O's. But... yeah. He has bad judgment at times, and he's not a leader of men. If you go back to when LeBron hit that game winning shot, the minute he got the basketball, I don't care if you play full court or not, the minute that man got the basketball, he should
trap him. Try to go for a jump ball.
Right. You trap him. You don't let him go 94. You don't give an opportunity to beat you. You let somebody else beat you. That's number one. Number two, and why I say leader of men is something we talked about, something that you referred to. When those guys made a mistake, he should have been on their ass immediately.
Yeah. I'll give you another example. When you go back and watch the game, he didn't, the first game, they were still in it. It's, or just the overall play style. They sit here and have open looks. Instead of shooting the ball, they pass it again. I'm talking about they're under the rim with the ball, and they're not dunking or, you know, trying to put the ball in the basket. And that was what's killing me. It was like, what are you teaching these guys? You got an open shot, take it. You're down. Make it two. As long as you're scoring points, you're going to get back into the game. But they didn't play nothing like that, and it was just frustrating to watch.
It's to me, I get both parts of it. I get both parts that, and I understood. I think their general manager went on the record saying the way they lost. I think it was either game one or game three. That was the turning point for him to fire Casey. But and I understand that. I get that because you expect, you know, you don't expect to lose a close game like that. But my thing is, A, you lost to the same guy 3 years
four ago. 4 years in a row. Right. And you couldn't figure out a new game plan.
Or nothing.
Try to get some people, same team. I mean,
right. And then if you look at the personnel that you have, you know, you have Kyle Lowry. He's an undersized point guard. And you have DeMar DeRozan. And again, I'm not slighting them in terms of being good guys. But DeMar DeRozan, he just started hitting the three this year. How long DeMar DeRozan been in the league? And he just now starting to find his three-point stroke.
Yep.
And he was underperforming. That he got benched. That last game they played, the bench made a run to get them back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand how you could put all your eggs in somebody as limited as DeRozan in one basket. I think Mike Budenholzer, if I said his name correctly, former coach of the Hawks, is the odds-on favorite to get that position. So we'll see what they do there. And I do think they still need to make some more changes.
Yeah. They got to get aggressive. Well, first of all, they got to fire Drake.
Oh, man, fire Drake. I mean, right now, it's the point people on Facebook was just clowning Toronto, saying it's LeBronto now.
Yeah.
Up here talking to me. LeBron need to file Toronto on his tax return. But that's neither here nor there. A couple other things in the news this week. Indianapolis Colts announced that Andrew Luck, without a doubt, will be ready for training camp.
Man, he's been hurt all last year. Yep. So he should be ready for damn training.
He should be ready to go. He should be fresh and rejuvenated to do his thing. We shall see. Cole Beasley, wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, Tony C's Dallas Cowboys. The man is rapping.
Hey. He's trying to do some things, man, you know.
The only rapping he needs to be doing is Xmas gifts at Macy's part time. That's the only thing he needs to be rapping.
And his fingers around the damn ball.
That's right. That man had 36 catches last year. 36. Rapping? Really?
Hey, he had time to sit on the bench, man. You know, spent writing his rhymes.
I'm kind of with Skip Bayless and understood at this point. He said that he thought Ryan Switzer might take that spot from Cole Beasley, but then they trade Ryan Switzer. So
the Cowboys are going to suck this year. I'm just going to sit back and drink some hand and just watch that train wreck all season.
I'm going to tell you, if it's me, man, if it's me, I know they got Zeke. If it's me,
no.
Every game I play him is 8 in the box. It's 8 in the box.
Man, what you talking about, man? Zeke Elliott probably get suspended.
Again? But if it's me, I'm playing 8 in the box every time. I'm playing 8 in the box.
They ain't got no receivers.
They ain't got no receivers. Wick gone.
You know, Jerry Jones said no more mutants to snap his fingers. There's Brian gone.
Wick gone. I'm making that Prescott beat me. I'm sorry. Yep. I'm making that beat me. I don't trust Allen Hurns. Allen Hurns was good at one point. I know he has his old, I think he has his old wide receivers coach back or something like that. That signed on with Dallas, but I don't trust Allen Hurns at all. They didn't really get a good receiver in the draft, so we shall see what they do. But I'm playing 8 in the box. My Saints play them this year, and you guys do too. So I'm putting 8 in the box, and I'm making that
play. Oh, we getting pretty much Alabama's defensive line of defense, so we gonna be alright. Some injuries that took us out last year, but I ain't too worried about it.
There you go. I feel sorry for Tony C though. do feel sorry for Tony C. Tiger Woods tied for 11th at the Players' Championship. He had a first subpar first 2 days, he barely making the cut. He was one, he finished one less than what the cutoff number was. But he ended with a 69. Is Tiger Woods back?
He's getting there. He need to start messing with some porn stars to get his real game back. But, you know, I mean, you can't be dominant forever. As long as he's getting placing in the 10th, top 5, he'd be all right, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think Tiger Woods is the player who can contend, a player who can compete and possibly win a tournament here and there. But him dominating the field, those days are done. But I think he can be a guy who can be a very good golfer and win on occasion. I think he'll win soon. He's got two more majors left this year. I think the British and the U.S. Open. So he's got two more left this year. So we'll see what he can do. But I do like him to win at least one of those and make that comeback. Des Bryant still hasn't signed on a team at all. A lot of their coaches saying they see inconsistencies in his game. That's sort of the reason why he was let go.
I was reading a report. He never studied, did any film. He just relied on his talent.
That's jacked up.
And the problem is, it's usually these diva-like receivers.
Yeah.
They don't work on the craft. Unlike some of the Hall of Fame ones like Chris Carter,
Jerry Rice,
they put in the work ethic.
Yep.
Imagine if Jerry Rice had the athleticism, the T.O. and the body. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, they didn't have that. They had to work towards it.
Right.
And that's what, you know, these dudes ain't understanding.
They don't get it. Adrian Peterson washed up and done. Is he washed up and done?
I mean, he can't be on top of him, man. How many years is he for, a running back?
Yeah. There were some reports saying that he may be coming back to the Saints with the Mark Ingram suspension, where Mark Ingram is suspended 4 games for PED use, so...
No Super Bowl. Hell of a drug.
No Super Bowl. Well, the first 3 games, the first 3 out of 4 games, I'm not worried about. We got a week 3 tilt with Atlanta, but we got Cleveland our first game, so we should get that.
Drew to have that game ball a little bit. Don't sleep on Cleveland. They did make some off season moves.
Yeah, they did. But have you seen AP side chick though?
Nah.
Goodness.
Man, what's up with these side chicks nowadays, man? They gotta sit here and run off at the mouth.
Oh yeah, these side chicks will bust you. They don't care. These side chicks will bust you.
Old days, Ice Turner would have went inside their head.
I'll read the article. Not playing and being injured for much of 2017 season may have given Adrian Peterson some added time for other activities. The free agent running back is hoping for a team to take a chance on him, even though his last 2 seasons have been subpar. In the meantime, the former Vikings star has been running through some cheeks and hitting the hole that doesn't belong to his wife. At least that's what the website Sport Gossip is claiming after releasing some direct messages that they claim came from one of his side chicks.
They're paying these people.
They actually put the chick's name in the story. Hart Malone, the side chick who was doing the exposing, has since deleted the post on Instagram, but Sports Gossip has the screenshots. And they go through the screenshots here. If you guys want to read the whole story, head over to the Sports Report Facebook page. Whole story's there, along with some pictures. AP is what, 32,
33? Yeah. That's old for running back.
This girl of that shit in her mid-20s.
Hey, man. It's not about that, man. These women, let me take it right. These hoes don't care as long as you got that zero behind your name. So, let's be honest. If you have money like AP and fame, you don't think some young chicken tender will walk around, She wouldn't care you married. You got money, dog. Right, right, so I gotta call them their hoes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm doing?
You think I can, you think if I had all that, you think I could get Ember Moon? Huh?
Probably. Dude, look, she's been worth like six. Man, look at damn Nikki Bella and John Cena. Nikki Bella won't nothing before she had a name. She was out in the WWE things from Rockstar. She got with John Cena. What she get? Push. What else?
Titles.
Yep. Home of Fame, Divas. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. So again, when you sit back and look at it, you got some zeros behind your name.
That's all you need.
Oh, you get them.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
That is all you need.
Pull up a Maserati. They be just jumping into your car. Where we going? Well, I don't even know you. Don't worry about it.
It's been reported also from the land of the Baltimore Ravens. Shout out to my man, John Canty. The Baltimore Ravens quarterback, Joe Flacco, has not returned calls or text messages from rookie quarterback Lamar Jackson.
Well, he a little petty bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you signed a big ass contract and ain't did shit in what, 4 years.
Yep.
The writing's on the wall, Joe Flacco. You're not gonna be there forever.
You need to bring him up and get him ready now.
Yeah. We might got a year or so in there, but don't sit here and think you're going to be there for the long haul.
Right.
Y'all not winning. Y'all are Ravens, like, horrible on offense.
Yep. They got Michael Crabtree to help Joe Flacco out, but I don't know, man. I just don't know. All right. I think we covered everything. You have anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah. Since they reversed sports betting, Pete Rose need going down Baseball Hall of Fame. Let's stop playing.
You know what? That's a good point, too. That's a good point, too. Thank you for bringing that up. I mean, I know it was a taboo thing, but evolution at some point, you know, has to take place. And things that were back then, or standards back then, shouldn't apply to now. And I always thought, unless you were a murderer or something to that ilk, your life off the field shouldn't maintain you going into your respective sport Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he should be going in as a player, not a manager.
Right, right. And it because those stats just didn't accrue overnight. That's players' hard work, and he should be praised for that. So that's a very good point. Hopefully that happens. It may be a little bit further down the road, but I think it does need to happen. All right, real quick before we get out of here for the night, let's go over the shows that you can hear right here on Rant EM Radio. Tomorrow night, we start out with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Joy AA and Tony C for all the latest in pro wrestling. They'll go over Raw, SmackDown, and whatever else tickets your fancy. Then on Thursday night at 9 p.m., it is... I lost my place. Rant Wrestling should be episode 211 Thursday nights at 9, followed by 9 p.m. on Fridays to unbook a throwback with Philly Phil and Choppy. Sunday, it will be the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. Dude, you call into the one, What Are You Reading comic book show sometimes, right?
Yeah, when I get a chance.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to have to hit up Surfer on some things because I see Gotham is looking like they're going to have Batman for their final season. Or you'll see Batman, Bruce Wayne turn to Batman for the final
season. They need to burn that damn series. There's broken up relationships. That show's gotten people thrown off the air. I swear to God. Hashtag.
Oh, man.
Hugo Strange is not Asian.
And there are some shows out there that I haven't watched. I'm on CW Arrowverse fan, Black Lightning fan to the fullest, and props to Surface. Surface told me to give Black Lightning a chance, and I did. And I like Black Lightning outside of his uniform. So props to Surfer on that. He'll be on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern. And then on Monday, it is this fine show, the Sports Report episode 52, right here on Rant AM Radio, right after Monday Night Raw, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. We were supposed to have Rage on tonight. I went to verify Rage coming on, and Rage told me he was with a girl.
Ooh. Stunning upset.
Breaking news. Did that, Rage. Do your thing. We'll catch you next week. Dude, man, thank you for calling in. It's been a hell of a week.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll do it all again next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining me, everyone, and take care.